We're starting here at the bottom of Minzaimer Bet, Ten Rabbanan, two lines from the bottom. Shechat shnei kvasim al arba chalot. So he does two kvasim, which is the right number of kvasim, but he brings four chalot lechem instead of two chalot lechem. Moshech shtayim mehem, he takes two of them, chooses two of them, umenifan, and he does the tnufa. Remember that the kibsei atzeret, the shlemim, require tnufa while they're still alive, and they require tnufa with the shtei alechem. So over here we have four lechmaniot, he'll take two of them, and he'll place them with the kibsei atzeret, and he'll do tnufa. Vashar, the remaining two, the extra two lechmaniot that he has here, nechalot bepidyon, be consumed after they are redeemed. Amru Rabbanan kamid Rav Chista. So Rabbanan said over this member in front of Rav Chista, and he says, "How to look a Rabbi? This is certainly a lot like Rabbi's position. De'i Rabbi, if it's really authored by Rabbi, this position, kaven to Amar Shchita Mikadisho, since he believes that Shchita is the determining factor for the Kedusha Talechem, de Pariklu Hecho. When does he have the opportunity to redeem these extra chalot, or these extra lachmaniot? What does he do? He takes all four of them, and takes them outside the Azara. Since there's a requirement of having these korbanot lifnei Hashem, then the two that were designated to be the actual shtei alechem, when you take them outside the Azara, they become pasul biyotze. So you can't take the four of them out and then do pidyon. Now, well, why would you want to do that? Because iu gavai, if you kept them inside the azara, ha ma'ayo chulun azara. What's going to end up happening is when you redeem them, you now have four lachmaniot. Two of the lechem, shtei lechem, belong to the kivsei atzeret, and they're kadosh. The additional two lechem need to be redeemed. So you redeem them. What's the status of that lechem at this point? That lechem is chulin. If that's lechem is chulin, and you're inside the azara, you've created what is called chulin b'azara. And one is restricted from bringing chulin into the azara. So by redeeming them in the azara, you're going to generate chulin in the azara. So Amar lehu Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, no, you don't have to conclude that. Lo'olam k'rabi. Actually, Rabbi could be the author of this position. Uparik lehu gavai. Eino chanami. They redeem them inside the azara. Ah, what about the chulin b'azara? That's chulin memeila kahavion. The restriction against chulin b'azara is to bring chulin into the azara. Over here, the item is already in the azara, and the redemption makes it or turns it into chulin without you doing any action to the shtei alechem. So the chulin b'azara happens by itself without you actually taking any action on the shtei alechem, and therefore it would be permissible. So Amrle Ravina the Ravashi v'hatanyo. Can you really say that this braita is authored by Rabbi? Because we have a braita that says, Shu podan, ein podan ela b'chutz. It says clearly that the pedia is done outside the azara, not inside the azara. If that's the case, Havadai Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. That is definitely Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, because he believes that shchita is not mekadsha. And therefore, you have this ability, before the Zrikat Adam, to rectify the situation. You do the Shechitat HaKivsei Atzeret, and then before Zrikat Adam, you'll determine which of the four Lechem will be the Shtei Lechem, and which two will not. You will take them, all four of them, outside the Azara, you'll redeem them, and then you'll bring in the two that you want to be Kodesh, and you'll do Zrikat Adam. Zrikat Adam will be Mekadesh, those two Lechem. That Rabbi can't do, because Rabbi says the determining factor is Shechita. So once you've done Shechita, because it says here, Shechat Shnei Kvasim, once you've done Shechita, then the determination of Kedusha has already been made. Now you could have asked, and this Rashi points out, on Rabbi's position, that once you've done Shechita and you have all four of them there, how do you know of the four which two to use? Meaning that now you have a problem because you have all four of them together. Two of them have already been made kadosh. And how do you know to pull which two out of the four that are now distinguished as being the shtei alechem? And you could say, I'll take the monies, you do the bedia and say, wherever the two that are not the shtei alechem are nivdeh. So in terms of bedia, in terms of redemption, it wouldn't be a problem. The problem is, even if you can get to the point, like Rav Chista says, where redeem them inside, and you do it in such a manner that it's chulin memela happens in the azara, those you have to do tnufa. There's a second tnufa that's required. There's a second tnufa plus the consumption. You have to eat them. So you are going to have some activity with these lechem. Before we say it's chulin bazara and it's memela, now you have to do a tenufa with all four of them because you don't know which two are kadosh, and you're going to have to eat all four of them, and you're going to end up having eating a chulin bazara. So you're going to have all these actions that are done to chulin bazara. It's not just redemption. There's a whole series of other items that have to be done. So Rashi says you could have asked that question, but in the end we have a stronger question, which is Va'atanya. The Braita says it's done outside. Once you do that already, you know it's not the Rabbi. So Rashi says Eino Chanami that you could have said that. And Vua Din Dhavanami Mifrach Beresha Di Rabbi Abatan Baile Nufe Bahadayu. So there's another question. He says, Mio Dalima Mine Akshilu Adafke Mitame. They use better questions, or they have a Braita and they take Rav Chisda out of that position, believing that it's Rabbi. But Eino Chanami, you could have asked that additional question. So Mark concludes here, Havadai, Rav Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. It's got to be authored by Rav Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that the Kedusha is invested at the time of Zrikat Adam. The Rabbi, Ha'ifslahu b'yotze, because if it was Rabbi, and you have to take him out to redeem them, then they'd be puzzled b'yotze. So Amalei Rav Acha, Brei Rav Rashi, Leima Tiavi Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan. There should be a problem for Rabbi Yochanan's position. Because we have a position of Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to see in a second that happens by Todah, Sheshachtal Shmonim Chalot. Very similar situation, we have a Todah that you're shechting on 80 Chalot. Instead of the normal 40, you have twice as many of 80. Equivalent of doing the Kibsei Atzeret with 4 Lechem instead of 2 Lechem. Chizki Amar, Kitshu Arba'im Mitoch Shmonim. You'll have 40 out of the 80 become Kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Kitshu Arba'im Mitoch Shmonim. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work. The 40 out of the 80 do not work. The Lav Mi Itmar Allah. So in response to this, didn't we already learn about this? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hakol Modim, Heichidu Amar Lo Kitshu Arba'im Mitoch Shmonim De Kitshu. That he specifies, and he says that 40 out of 80 should be Kadosh, that works. Hachanami. So what are you going to answer here? You can answer the question and say, the Amar Lekachu Tarte Mitoch Arba. Or it's a case two. You could say that he specifically stated that 2 out of the 4 should be Kadosh. So Ein Hachanami, it should be a question on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says when you do this extra chalot of the Todah, or you do the extra Shteil Echem by the Kivsei Atzeret, you can't be Mekadesh the right number out of the larger number. That's only when you make no specification. If you do specify that you want 40 out of the 80, that works even according to Rabbi Yochanan. And so Rabbi Yochanan will have to set up the case here in the Braita as being a case where he specifies, I want to be Mekadesh 2 out of the 4. Tani Rabbi Chanina, Tirta Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Shechat Arba'a Kvasim al Bet Chalot. So now we go the other way. Instead of having too many Chalot, he has too many Kvasim. He does 4 Kvasim on 2 Chalot. Moshech Shnayim Behem. He takes 2 of them. Vizodurek Daman Shalolishman. Takes the first 2 and does Zrika the Dam Lolishma. Because we already know the Kivsei Atzeret that are done Lolishma are considered to be Shlamim, Aval Lo Ala L'Chova. So they're good Shlamim, but they're not Ola L'Chova. Shim I Ata Umerkach. If you do it the other way around, where you do the 2 Lishma first, Hevsadet Et Achronim. Those that are left over become worthless, useless. Because once you have a Korban that was near Eh, that had the ability to be the Korban, Vinidche, and it was pushed off, then it's Pasul Lagami. Nirev Nidche, you can't bring as a Korban at all. But by doing it the opposite around, by doing the Lolishma first and then Lishma afterwards, you don't have a Nirev Nidche. Because when you did them Lolishma and you have yet to accomplish the mitzvah. So they haven't been, there's no Dichu yet. So since there's no Dichu yet, you can accomplish keeping all 4 of them as being good Korbanot. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, basic question. V'chi omer lo Adam amod v'chate b'shvil shetizke. Do we say to someone, do a chait in order to benefit? Here you're telling someone to do on purpose, bebezid, shelo lishma, in order to benefit of having all 4 of the kvasim be ksherim. Who do we say that to? And as Rashi points out, what does it mean that te amod v'chate? What does that mean? Shelo lishman chutehu. You do it lo lishma, it's a chute, dasur lishnot bezvachim. Because there is a lechatchila, an iser to change the zvachim. Bidi yevid, we always say that it's not akiv. It's the mitzvah not to do it that way, to do it the right way. But in bidi yevid, if you did switch it, it's not ma'akev, and we allow you to do the switch, and it's kasher, it lo alu l'chova, but that's all b'diyevet. I'm asking l'chatchila, who would you tell to do the wrong thing and do it lo lishma? Since when do we have such a principle? It says, v'atnar, evrei chatat shenitarvu be'evrei olah. I have limbs of a chatat, limbs of an olah that are mixed together. Limbs of a chataot are eaten by the kohanim. Limbs of the olah go on the mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer Omer, yitnu l'malo, put them all on the mizbeach, v'roei ani et basar chatat l'malo. I should have a machshava on the Evrei Chatat that they should be the equivalent of wood, and they should become the firewood for the Evrei Ola. Chamim Amrim, Tubar Tzuratan V'yitzu the Beit HaSreifa, that they should go bad, we let them spoil, we let them have dina, and then everything gets burnt. Amai, why should you do that? Lema Amod V'chatei V'shvil Tizkeh. Let us invoke this principle. Alright, do a little error in order to have a bigger solution. So over here by the Kvasim where we say Dubo Lishma in order to protect all four of them. So say the same thing here. Take the Evrei Chatat, put them on the Mizbeach. Alright, so we'll have a little problem with that, but in the end you'll win by having the, at least the Evrei Ola end up on the Mizbeach. The other option is not viable. To eat all of them, that's not a viable option. Even though that'll help you with the Evrei Chatat, the Evrei Ola cannot be eaten, so that's not a solution. So the only solution is to put them on the Mizbeach. So let us have a little problem with the Evrei Chatat and we'll solve the problem of the Evrei Ola. Mar says, Amod v'chatei b'chatat b'shvil tizkeh b'chatat amrinan. Within the same category, within the same mitzvah, then we say, do something wrong in order to protect the broader puzzle. But when you're talking about doing something wrong with the chatat in order to protect or deal with the ola, that we do not say. So the Gemara's distinction, which the Gemara is going to test a little bit now, is that with the chada milta, when you're doing one item or one category, we allow you to do it. But when it comes to dual categories or dual karbanot, that already is too much. So Gemara says uba chada milta mi amar. Do we really say within a single category, within a single korban, do we really say this? V'hatanya, we have a b'raita. Kiv se'ad seret, sheshachtan shelo lishman. I sheshachtan ben lifnei zmanan. Ben achar zmanan. If the shechita lo lishman was done before their zman, meaning before Shavuot. If it was done achar zmanan, meaning after Shavuot. Adam mizarek, v'abasar yachil. That you throw, you do the blood, you do the zrikat adam, and you eat the basar. Now the problem comes up in haita Shabbat. As opposed to a weekday where there's no problem bringing korbanot nidava, on Shabbat you have the problem that korbanot are only doche Shabbat if they're chovot atzibur. There to be a chovat atzibur shekavu alazman in order to be doche Shabbos. Over here you have something that is not necessary for Shabbos. It's something that is not discharging an obligation of the tzibur, and it's certainly not a chovah, because he did it shelo lishma. So you already checked the shelo lishma, should you go ahead and be doche Shabbos to continue? So now, im haita Shabbat, lo yisrok, don't do the zrikat adam. Vim zarak, on the other hand, if he does do the zrikat adam, hurtza laktir emurim l'erev, then one is allowed to bring the emurim at night. Can't put the emurim on the mizbech on Shabbos, because we don't allow you to be doche Shabbos at all. But since it's still kasher, emurim can put on the mizbeach all night. We say on Motzei Shabbat, go ahead and place the emurim on the mizbeach because you already qualified this korban by doing the zrikat adam. V'amai lema amod chatei b'shvil tizkeh. Why do we tell him don't do the zrikat adam? We say b'di'evet if he does it, okay. But why don't we tell him the chatchila to do the zrikat adam on Shabbat? So Mar says amod chatei b'shabbat kedei shetizkeh b'shabbat amrinan. When we're talking about Shabbat itself, and one can eat on Shabbat and do everything on Shabbos, that we say, go ahead. Amod v'chatei on Shabbos to benefit Shabbos itself. Like Rashi says over here, what does that mean to benefit Shabbos? Kagon, kvasim d'zoche behem bo bayom. And we're talking about the kvasim that you eat on that day. So therefore, if we violate the Shabbos will benefit in the sense that they will be consumed on that day. But we do not say, amod chatei b'shabbat. We do not say to you, actively violate the Shabbat. Kadesh tizkeh b'chol. In order that you will then benefit the weekday, that lo amrina, that we don't say, because how are you going to consume the kibseh etzeret on Shabbat? They are raw meat. The only way to consume them is to cook them on Shabbat. Now it's one thing if it's talking about a korban that is permissible on that day, is a chobat ayom, so that has permission to eat it on that day and cook it on that day, because that's the mitzvah tayom, that's doche de Shabbat. But when we're talking about shelo lishma, which is not a chobat ayom, which is not doche Shabbat normally, we're allowing you to do zrikat adam because you're already did the shechita, so therefore it will let you proceed. But your proceeding does absolutely nothing for you on Shabbat, because you can't do anything afterwards.
What korban do you need for Shabbos can be on Shabbos?
The regular kibseh atzeret that is on Shavuot. And all the chataot that you brought over Pesach. Each day you brought a sir lechatat, which is a korban atzibur, which is also consumed by the kohanim. You have the sir lechatat that is brought every single day, and the korban musaf that's also consumed on the day itself, so that would be the same on Shabbat.
Emurim in this case and Shabbos would be an Isser
Haftarat Emurim, you can wait till Chol, so that's not a problem, because you don't have to do them on Shabbos.
Yeah,
the question is the consumption. What benefit do you have by doing the Zrikat Adam Hayom on Shabbos? If I do the Zrikat Hayom on Shabbos, what benefit to Shabbos am I going to have? True, I could eat the Korban also after Shabbos. I can bring the Emurim and eat the Korban after Shabbos, but the only benefit that I'm providing is to Motzei Shabbos. I'm providing absolutely no benefit to Shabbos itself. So it's Zazavir, Tema, Israel Kedelo Chlan Chai. Do Zrikat Adam and eat them raw. They have a little beef jerky. I mean, who says they have to eat them? Who says they have to cook them? You could have a benefit of Shabbos by not cooking them. Techi Agavna, Tanan Beperk Shtei Lechem. We're going to have coming up. Yesh Lamar, De'en Zchu Zeschut. De'en Lechate Bekach. To go ahead and do something, a violation of Shabbos, to eat the Korban raw, I don't think we call that Amod V'chate Kadesh Yitzkei Shabbos. That's not really a Zchut to Shabbos, he says. Ve'en Lidmot, says, don't compare this to the Mashitiru Lidrokta Kodim Shevel Dechiv Shabbat. Don't compare this to the case in the beginning of Shabbos, which is a question about someone puts bread in an oven to cook on Shabbos. They will not be in violation of Afiyah until it reaches the full duration of the baking of the bread. Lirdot, to scrape bread out of an oven, is Nisur Durabonon. Do we say violate the Isur Durabonon in order to benefit the Isur Duraita? Over here he says that you're not talking about a similar situation over here, because you're not taking like a Rabbonon to avoid a Doraita. You're saying here, do better to do the Zrikat Adam in order to prevent the Korban from coming Pasul. That's not what we're dealing. We're dealing here with Doraita level problems. And we're saying to you, go and actively violate the Shabbos in order to benefit, again, after Shabbos, not to prevent an Isur. Memelo, the Isur will happen. That's not an issue of you actively creating an Isur by having the Afiyah go through. He says, don't compare these two types of cases. They're not the same. Tosfos points out is that when we're talking about the Zchut to Shabbos, it really has to be a Zchut to Shabbos. It can't be just that technically you get around the problem. You really have to do something that will make it valuable on Shabbos. Okay, Tarte Mililo Amar. Does the Gemara, says, do you really believe that when it comes to two items, we don't say it? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah, Chavit Shel Truma Shenishpira Begat Hel Yonah. So here we're talking about a grape press. In the grape press, you have the upper area where they actually press the grapes, and then you have the lower area where the wine comes out, or the juice that comes out flows down to the lower capture area. So here in the Gat El Yonah, in the upper area, fell a chavit shel truma nishbara. Ubetachtona, already in the lower capture area, yivchulin tmeim. So separately, if we keep the items separate, at this point in time, in the upper gat, you have truma, which can be eaten by a kohen, it's totally fine. The lower gat, you have chulin tmeim, which can be consumed by people, zmanatumah shelahem. They can eat this, and it's fine. So you have two items that independently are good and consumable. Moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Shemilchol atzil mimena revi'it v'tara. If you can run back to the kitchen and grab a pitcher and save at least a revi'it worth of it v'tara, if it sticks it in the spout, captures a revi'it v'tara before it falls down, then yatzil. You do that, and you let the rest go down. V'im lav. The question is, if you have no ability to save it v'tara, you have no tahor kelim to do the saving with it. Everything you have is either full or tameh. What do you do at this point in time? You have an ability now. The option is to let it flow down to the bottom. Mamela, everything becomes then useless because it'll become truma tameyah, and truma tameyah is no longer consumable. That's one possibility. The other possibility is take a chavit tameyah. You take a tameh barrel and you capture the truma that's coming down. But then you are metameh the truma biyadayim. Okay, but then you protect the chulin that's down below. The chulin tmeim will still be edible, will still be consumable at that point in time. The question is whether you do it biyadayim. Do you metame the truma biyadayim and save the chulin below? Or do we say hands off and let everything that happens, happens memela? That's the machlokas here. V'imav, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Teireid v'titamei v'atitamei biyad. Rabbi Lezer says hands off, back away, and let what happens, happens. Meaning that you know the chulin until this point was drinkable, consumable, but sorry, we don't want you getting involved, be you dying to do something. Memeil, let it happen passively. Passively means watch it all happen, and you're going to lose out. Everything goes bad. V'yabishua mer, no. Af yitamena biyad. Go ahead and take that tamei kelim, the kelim tameim, and capture the truma. You'll be the truma tameya, which is an isur, to protect the chulin below, the chulin tameim below, that they should remain consumable. So, Mar says, Shani Atom, Delutuma, Gazla. you're only accelerating what would happen otherwise. So over there say that I'm doing a chayv with the truma to protect the chulin. Yes, you're right. We're talking about two different items. And generally with two different items, we do not allow you to do this. But here, all you're doing is accelerating something that would happen otherwise. The truma in the end is going to end up being truma tmeya if you leave it. So you're putting in the kelim tmeim in order to make it tmei a little earlier. So fine. You accelerated the tuma, what would have happened otherwise, and you end up with the benefit of protecting the chulin. So in that situation, we say, okay, go ahead. Go ahead and do the avera, because the avera will benefit something that otherwise would have become tamei, and the avera would have happened without you. So yes, we're dealing with active versus passive, which is a difference, but we allow you to do that active action because of the value that you create in the back end, which is the chulin will be protected at the end of this sugya. Now we have a new statement, and that's what the rest of the Gemara is going to deal with today. It's a new statement. The Ata Rav Yitzchak Tani Kivsei Atzeret Sheshachtan Shalog Mitzvatan. So this is the whole suggestion here, was that Kivsei Atzeret, that you do Lo Lishma, that's what it sounds like here. We have to do what Shalog Mitzvatan means. Psulin v'tubar tsuratan. They are pasul, and we leave them for lina v'yetzu l'beit ha'sreifa, and they go out to beit ha'sreifa. What does it mean? Sheshachtan shalok mitzvatan. So Rashi brings the first interpretation, which is shalol lishman, which would be similar to what we just said before. So if you do keep saying shalol lishman, then already they are psulim according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rashi brings an alternative shot, which he does not like. Says Lishna Lashon Acher Shadinan Bnei Shana Bevi Bnei Shtaim. Instead of bringing Kibsei Ateret, a Keves by definition means it's 1 year old. Instead, he brings an Ayol, which is 2 years old. What happens if he did that? Shalok Mitzvatan. That's Shalok Mitzvatan. He says Psulin. So that's the two Lishonot that Rashi heard. He favors heavily the Lo Lishman Lishna, even though he explains the Gemara according to both. I'm going to go with the Lo Lishman because it makes more sense over here. But we will just note that Rashi has this alternative shot. V'tubar tzuratan, why do you say tubar tzuratan? Why don't you take them out right away? So Rashi says, "Lefi she'en sorfin kodshim ad shepaslu belina." Till something becomes pasul belina, mishom bizayon kodshim. Bizayon kodshim is to take them and burn them right away. The only thing we burn right away when it comes to kodshim is a psul begufo. Has to be pasul begufa keves. It's not psul begufa. We say wait, and it's not. It's a bizayon kodshim. Therefore, we wait until afterwards until they do the streifa. So now, Amar of Nachman Mar. So the meki shlei lechatat tani psulim. Says you connect the kivsei atzeret to the chataot, the seir chatat that comes with them. In Parshat Emor, when it mentions the kivsei atzeres, it has like equivalent of musafim there. It says parachad, elim mishnayim, shiva kvasim, and then seir lechatat. Those are mentioned in Emor that come along with the kivsei atzeret. So in the pasuk, they found both the kivsei atzeret and the seir lechatat. Therefore, you have a hekesh, that juxtaposition, that hekesh between the kibtzei atzeret and the chatat. Therefore, you think psulim, just like chatat is pasul lo lishma, so do the kibtzei atzeret pasul lo lishma. Tana de Bei Levi, de garmei shalmei chova mishalmei nidava. They learn out the shalmei chova from shalmei nidava. What's the din by shlamim that are nidava? If you do them lo lishma, they're ksherim, aval lo alu debalim. So tani ksherim. So therefore, he says they are kasher. So that's your answer. According to this, that's the machlokus over here between them. Is kesivei atzeret should go lishma? What's the din? Do we compare them to a chatat and therefore they're psulim, or do we compare them to a shlamim of a nedava and say they are ksherim? The Tani Levi, how do I know this? So then we're catching him in the middle of a breita here. The Tani Levi, which is b'shar shalmei nazir sheshachtan shalok mitzvatan. The remainder of any shalmei nazir that are done shalolim mitzvatan nechalim the yom v'layla, they're eaten like yom v'layla, like a todah ben el nazir. Todah ben el nazir only are eaten for 1 day and 1 night, like kodesh kodashim, not like a shlamim which is eaten for 2 days and 1 night. So they have the status of being, or the time frame of a shalmei nazir. Ve'ain tunim lo lechem v'lo zroa, but they do not have the other dinim of a shalmei nazir. The unique dinim of Shalmei Nazir is that they bring lechem along with it. And they also, the zroa, there's an extra matana, the kohen, which is the tnufat, the zroa that goes to the kohen. None of those apply when you do it shalol lishma, because they're not classified as being an el nazir anymore. They flip over to being a shlamim. So they maintain the aspect of the time frame, because they are Shalmei Nazir, but they do not have all the trappings of a Shalmei Nazir, because they aren't actually a Shalmei Nazir. over here, you have Tani B'Levi clearly saying when the Lo Lishma is done, the Korban remains as a kosher Korban. So you do the same thing here. If you have a Lo Lishma but it gives a Yetzeret, they should have a din like a Shlamim. So Gemara says, Meitevei, Asham Ben Shana, Bevi Ben Shtayim. An Asham that's supposed to be brought from a Keves, which is the Asham Mitzora and the Asham Nazir, and instead he brought a Ben Shtayim. He brought it as an ayil. Ben Shtayim, all other Ashamot, Asham Yilot, Asham Talui, or the Asham Zelot, are brought as an ayil. They have a demand to be an ayil. And instead, Evi Ben Shanai, brought a Keves instead. Psulim, they're no good. Vitubar Tsuratan. Then you have to wait for again for the lean overnight. Vitzul Beit HaSreifa, Aval Olat Nazir. Vaolat Yoledit. Vaolat Mitzora. As opposed to the Ashamot, by here, Yoledit doesn't have an Asham, but Nazir and Mitzora do have Ashamot, where the Ashamot become problems. When it comes to the olot, shayu bnei shtei shanim v'shachtan ksherim. Even though they were supposed to be kvasim, they were supposed to be 1 year old, and instead he brought them as 2 years old, they are ksherim.
And they're
olot lebalim. No, not olot lebalim. Ksherim, but they're not olot lebalim. Klalo shel davar. Here is the basic principle that is laid out here. Kol kasher bolat nedava, kasher bolat chova. Anything that would be okay when you come to an olat nedava, which means yet. If you did it the wrong way, and Olat Nevah, which is interesting here, if you promise to bring a smaller animal by Olat Nevah and you bring a bigger animal, then you're okay. You exceeded what you were supposed to bring over here. You said you were going to bring a kevis. Instead, you bring an ayo. You've exceeded what you promised. So over here, since you exceeded what you promised by an Olat Nidava, that is totally fine.
But the latter case is not exactly parallel to the first case. It brings both examples where you brought something greater, where you brought something lesser. In the latter case, right. You only brought something.
Correct. Then it'll work by the lot chava. Anything that is problematic by a chatat, pasul be asham, is no good by asham, chos mishalo lishmo, except for the case of lo mishmo. So now you have a problem here. You have it clear that over here, the asham that's done, shalo lishmo, is okay. The lot chava is compared to the lot nidava. So also over here, you can say the same thing by Rabbi Yitzchak. Why do we say that the lot chava, we learn from the lot nidava? Why don't we say by the chatat? Of all these items, like the Chatat HaMitzorah, you have the Olat Mitzorah that's written there. By the Olat Nazir, you could also say that the Chatat is mentioned there. So why don't we say that in all these cases, learn out the Olah from the Chatat? How come we don't apply Rabbi Yitzchak's principle of the juxtaposition of the Chatat to the other Karbanot that tell us Chatat governs and everything Lo Lishmo would be problematic? We don't say that by all these Karbanot. We say that these Karbanot stand alone. The Olot are brought and they have the same din as the Olat Nidava. So why don't we say the same thing by the Kivsei Atzeret. So Gemara says, Han Tana, Tana Debei Levi. Don't worry about it. That's not Rabbi Yitzchak. That's Tana Debei Levi. We have two different positions. That Braita, for sure, is authored by Tana Debei Levi, because otherwise Rabbi Yitzchak can't fit in. Rabbi Yitzchak thinks that there is a comparison to a Chatat, and when you have these juxtapositions or comparisons to a Chatat, then we say no good, and it has a din like a Chatat. So Gemara says, the Tane Tashma, the Tane Levi, Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mitzora, Shishachtan Shlolishman, Kshirim, below Alu Lebalim. Here we have a specific statement by Tane Debei Levi. It comes to Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mitzorah, that they're done, lo lishman, they're kshirim, ve lo lo lebalim, lishum chova. Shachtan mechusar zman, bebalim, o shehayu b'nei shtei shanim, v'shachtan psulim. So if they are, shlo mechusar zman, meaning it hasn't reached the time yet when they are chayav to bring such a shemot, or they brought them as ayol, as elim, instead of a keves, because they brought them shtei shanim, v'shachtan psulim, shachtan psulim. That's exactly what that Braita just said. The Braita said, if you switch the Hashem between the ages of the Hashemot, no good. Shlo lishmo is fine. So we see that time in the Levi has exactly this position. But Tanit Bei Levi is obviously the author of that Braita. If they're the author of that Braita, we know that Tanit Bei Levi's position is, we don't compare them to the Chatat, we compare them to the Nidava. So it's consistent with Tanit Bei Levi's position. Since it's consistent with their position, obviously it's not a question of Yitzchak, because it's the other party. It's the ones that argue on Rabbi Yitzchak. Vimito, Mara says, wait a minute, if it's true, Ligmar Mishlamim. So he says, why don't we learn that out of Shlamim? Shlamim Mishlamim Gamar, Asham Mishlamim Lo Gamar. No, you want to say by Tanit Bei Levi that they, like by the Kivsei Atzeret, that we compare a Chuba to a Nedava, then say the same thing by the Nazir or by the Mitzorah. You have two options. Compare them to the Shlamim or compare them to the Chatat. They say don't compare them to Chatat. Compare them to the Shlamim. Why don't you do that? If you compare them to the Shlamim, then why are they Pasul? when you bring shtei shanim, when you bring them of an older age. So Gemara says no, because when it comes to this mishlamim gemara, shem mishlamim, mishlamim mishlamim gemara, we're willing to learn one shlamim out of another shlamim. But asham mishlamim lo gemar. When it comes to one asham to another shlamim, that we're not learning out. Gemara says, v'i gemar shlamim mishlamim, ligamer nami asham miasham. Well, if that's the one to do, if you say that only within the same korban you can learn, and you're willing to learn shlamim from shlamim, let him learn asham for asham. Asham nazir v'asham mitzora, asham gzelot v'asham milot. Asham mitzora, asham nazir come from the keves. They come from a ben shana. Asham gzelot, asham milot come from an ayo. So learn out one asham from another asham. Oh, the other way around. Asham gzelot, asham milot. Learn out the asham gzelot, asham milot, which come from an ayo, which is 2 years old. From asham nazir, asham mitzor, which comes from a keves, which are kshirim. So, okay, I grant you that we only learn from a similar korban. But even within the category of asham, I have multiple types of ashamot. I have some that come as an ayo, some that come as a keves. So why not? According to you, Tanei Beit Levi, where you allow this type of learning from one korban to the other, within the category of Hashem, why don't we learn and make them kasher when you have the wrong age? It says, Avram Simi Barashi, don davar shlo be'achshero, mi davar shlo be'achshero. We learn out something that is improper from something that is improper. Just like by the nidava, we said that you did it improperly, and therefore can teach us about a chubah that was done improperly. Fine, that's a limud. But to say, to learn out an asham that's done properly, kimitzvato, to an asham that's done shalom kimitzvato, that you can't do. That doesn't make sense. Here you're trying to learn from the asham gzelot, asham milot, which are properly brought as an ayo, to teach us about a asham mitzor and asham nazir that are improper when they're brought as an ayo. That you can't do. Gemara says, velo. Is that really true? This is a question we have every time the Gemara asks this. Is it really true that we don't learn out something that's from lo be'achshero, what's done improperly, for something that is done properly? V'atanya, minayim le'yotzei, shim ala lo yared. How do we know that if the animal or the korban has a psul of yotzei in it, that if it went up on the mizbeach, that you do not take it off the mizbeach, it remains on the mizbeach? Shari yotzei kasher be'bama. Where do we learn it out from? We learn it out from a bama. By a bama, yotzei is kasher, because there is no such thing as yotzei by a bama. So there you're learning out something for that's kasher, bama, which is totally fine in yotzei, and then you're saying that, okay, now if you did it wrong and put it on the mizbeach, it doesn't have to come down. The Gemara says, no, it's the same answer it gives every time, the Gemara. Tana, azot, torat, ola, riba, samichle. The limud is not from the bama, but rather from the pasuk. The pasuk says, zot, torat, ola, torah, achat, chol olim. There's one torah for everything that ends up on the mizbeach, that it remains on the mizbeach, you don't bring it down. So the reason you leave it up there is from the limud on the pasuk. We use the bama as a mesmachta to teach us which items to stay up or which items are excluded or included here, but that's not the ikar of limud. The limud is not from something that's proper to something that is improper. That's an mesmachta bama. And so over here, you can't use that as the vehicle for learning by shamot from something that's done kemitzvato to teach us about something that's done shalo kemitzvato. Okay, we'll stop over here.